Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, this year was the 25th anniversary of the Shepparton Festival. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it before. And as part of that, we undertook to do 25 interviews to mark 25 years. And the general manager of the Shepparton Festival, Louise Trimper, is number 25, lucky last. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Harry. Great to be on the show.
That's been a lot of interviews about the Shepparton Festival this year.
I know, it's great.
I don't know if I'm going to commit to 26 next year. You might have to wait till the 30th.
Oh, fair enough.
So you're talking to me on the line from Dookie this morning?
I certainly am. It's bright and sunny.
I was going to ask you, well, how's Dookie looking this morning? You got lots of canola out that way?
Oh, it's absolutely stunning at this time of year.
It is. It is beautiful. So you're the general manager of the Shepparton Festival, and you took over at a really tricky time, didn't you? Just literally weeks before the launch of one of the festivals. I think it was 2019.
Yeah, that's right. So the festival was pretty much all set to go, but the previous general manager had to leave. She was juggling two jobs and three kids. And so I came in the January and helped deliver the festival in that March.
So you certainly hit the ground running then?
Absolutely.
You would have brought a fresh perspective. What were your, and because you, people may be able to tell because of your accent, you're not born and raised here, as I'm not. It's okay. It's all right not to be born and raised here. So you would have brought a fresh perspective. I'm wondering what your initial sort of impressions were.
Well, my initial impressions were really good. I was completely excited to take over and be part of the Shepparton Festival. I'd previously been working quite a long time in pharmaceutical companies, running clinical trials. And so I kind of got to a point in my life where I was looking for something new, something stimulating, and something that was involved with the community. And the opportunity for general manager came up, and I just thought, I'm just going to go for it. And I got it, and I've been on this roller coaster ride ever since, so nearly 3 years now, and it's sometimes a white-knuckle ride, but I really love it.
Well, in particular, with what has happened at that point in 2019, you know, COVID, wasn't it, a coronavirus pandemic? We weren't talking about any of those things, were we?
No, not at that point. The 2019 festival went ahead pretty much without a hitch. 2020 was quite different. You know, everything was set. We were ready to go, and we were opening on Friday the 13th of March.
See, that was your problem.
Yes,
you should, don't open on Black Friday.
I was going to say, and look, the state of emergency was declared on Monday the 16th. But look, we are fairly glass half full at the festival, and we were really thrilled that actually from the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, where we were still open, we were still able to deliver 25 events, which was incredible.
But it still must have been heartbreaking to have the pin pulled at that point.
Well, look, it was, and I think everyone was reeling, not just the festival and the arts world in general, but people were just trying to get their head around what was going on. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, the ground was shifting constantly, wasn't it? And we're not talking about the recent earthquake.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it took a few months to sort of kind of get our head around it, lick our wounds, if you like, and then just start thinking, right, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to deliver events to people in a safe way?
But that trauma, if you like, if you want to call it trauma, or that difficulty, that must have really, really sort of galvanised you for this year to make sure that that couldn't happen again.
Well, I think so. And I think with the community support, we were able to do that. When we put out our expressions of interest for last year's festival, at first, I think people had kind of lost their creative mojo a bit, or they were parents at home trying to juggle kids and work at the same time. And so the committee made the decision to kind of give people a bit of breathing space, including the festival team, and just say, well, how about we try delivering it in the winter? So for the 25th anniversary, we delayed it by 6 months, because normally we deliver in March. And we had a little experiment and we delivered it in June. And we tried to make everything as, I guess, COVID safe as possible when we were designing the festival. So we had all our kind of contingency plans in place that, look, if COVID hits, this is what we can do with this event.
I think you were quoted at the time as saying you had a plan B, C and D.
Correct. And this year we had an amazing COVID marshal look after us, and just, you know, she worked with us and the various event organisers to say, look, okay, this is happening, because we were hit with another lockdown, and I think we were coming out of lockdown, so there were still restrictions, but we were still able to deliver most things, which was great.
When you first took on the job, you're quoted as talking about, you know, what a great magnet the festival was for visitors coming into town. But you've really had to recalibrate on that, haven't you? Because, you know, with the COVID situation, I'm just wondering if you think that as a result of this, that the festival has become even more local.
Look, I think so. But ultimately, we are always working really hard to engage with the community and get them on board. And I think that when we look at, over the years, our Instagram followers, our Facebook followers, that has exponentially grown, and it is largely locals. That said, that when we're not in a pandemic, one of our focuses is on bringing visitors to town so that we can give that kind of local boost to the economy and show off Shepparton as a really great place to not only live but visit.
Here on 1FM Live and Local, we're talking to the General Manager of the Shepparton Festival, Louise Tremper. Now, Louise, you're in a phase now of doing a call out to create for 2022. Can you explain that to our listeners and myself?
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. Last week, we launched our Call to Create initiative, and this is something that we did last year and have done in previous years. And it's an invitation for artists from the GB to respond to our theme, Thrive, with visual art, and then their art goes into the running to become the face of the festival, if you like, for 2022. So it will be used across all our branding for things like the guide and posters.
So this would be the fulfilling the role that Rachel Dollar had in this year's festival?
So Rachel did it for 2020, last year, and she did a collage. And last year, it was an artist called Marion Langford.
Oh, of course.
And she did a weaving. So, which goes to show, I think, you know, the different types of practices that we look at. So whether it's photography, sculpture, watercolors, you name it, we want to see it.
So that was going to be my next question. I mean, you've got your actual practicing artists who will respond, but do you really want everyone to respond, everyone that wants to express some creativity in relation to the festival?
Yes, we do. At the moment, we're focusing on visual arts, because obviously that's what translates into branding. But coming up, so please watch our Facebook page. We will be having Call to Create Extra. And it is an opportunity then for other creatives, so whether you're a dancer or you write poetry, to, again, respond to the theme thrive and share your work. And then the festival will share it on our platforms.
Okay, speaking of the 2022 festival, just before I let you go, Louise, it's obviously some time away, next March. Is there anything you can tell us about it at this stage?
Well, look, it is still in development and we are fairly closely guarded, but that would be quite boring, wouldn't it, to not give you a few nuggets of information. We have got some good partnerships going. So with council, we plan to do pretty big events. People will be familiar with Converge on the Goulburn. So we haven't had that for a couple of years. So that will be coming back. And we also have a few arty things around town where, you know, you'll be able to walk around town and get involved with seeing some art that is interactive. So, and then there's obviously performances that we've got coming up that will include dance and the like. So please keep watching this space because we do plan to launch our guide in, I know it sounds like a long time away, but it isn't, but we will launch our guide in February and then we'll be happy to share it with everyone fully.
Is the theme Thrive?
The theme is Thrive,
right.
That's right.
So with the Call to Create, obviously all the information about where to submit, etc., would be on your website?
It is on our website, so that's www.sheppertonfestival.org.au. And just one last thing to say about that, the winning artwork, the artist will receive $1,000.
Nice. Okay, well done with all that, Louise, and thank you for finishing off the Shepparton Festival series. It's been my pleasure to talk to so many different people that have had involvement over the years.
Thanks for your support, Terry. It's been great.
And, of course, you can catch up on any of the 25 interviews on our podcast channel. We've got a special playlist, not a playlist, unfortunately, a playlist dedicated to all of these 25 interviews for 25 years. So all the best for 2022, Louise Tremper.
Thanks, Terry.
To keep us safe, we know what to do. There are only 5 reasons to leave home: shopping for food and supplies that you need, and exercise, care and caregiving, authorised work or education if you can't do it from home, getting vaccinated. Masks are mandatory indoors and outdoors. And if you have any symptoms, get tested. For the latest updates, go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
Housel Honda is now Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. Operating from the same location with the same commitment and passion to customer service and the local community that you have come to expect from Juddy and the team. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment is still Shepparton's home to Honda motorcycles, side-by-sides and power equipment. For sales, service, advice and apparel, call into our store on Vanilla Road. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
3 reasons you may need help with your finance. Buying, refinancing, investing. But you don't want your interest rate to start with a 3. If it is, you're paying too much and it might be time for a review. Get your finance with PFP and their 3 levels of wealth creation. They're accountants, financial planners and mortgage brokers. You know you'll be getting the best rate and best of all, their mortgage broking service is free. PFP Wealth Group. They're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinemas. Or call them on 1-800-ADVICE. That's 1-800-ADVICE.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.